Welcome into the Inside the NFL Prospects podcast series. I'm Jack Borowski, joined here alongside my co-host Brian Sternberg. On this episode, we are fortunate to have on Darrington Evans. Darrington just finished his career as a top running back for the Appalachian State football team and is a top player for the upcoming draft. Darrington, thanks for joining us on the podcast.
Oh yeah, no problem. My pleasure.
To start, Darrington, what went into that decision to declare for the draft a year early?
Really was talking to my coaches that were on staff. They were honest with me. Throughout the year, they're telling me I had a shot of coming out early, and they're trying to help me prepare a plan in case that's what I chose to do. They helped me get a lot of information on where, you know, the cards may play out of me getting drafted somewhere or potentially not getting drafted. And then from there, just really prayed on it and talked to my family and made a decision.
With the NFL insight, how are we going to work during this offseason? And is there anything specific that you're going to work on?
Nothing really specific. Just, you know, trying to stay in shape, work on my craft, you know, footwork, film work, a lot of things, you know, running back speed, and then really just maybe a little bit of route running.
And Darrington, I want to touch on this season. It was a pretty historic one. The past few seasons for Appalachian State, what was it like playing under Coach Drinkwitz, and can you describe your relationship with your star-studded coach?
You know, Coach Drinkwitz, he's a great guy, definitely offensive-minded. You know, he put his playmakers in space to make plays. That's the one thing he said he was going to do, and he did it. He got a good team, pretty experienced, so that was another plus for him also. But he definitely put everybody where they need to be, got the right people to ball, and, you know, fit his playbook towards us rather than fitting us towards his playbook.
And let's go back to your freshman season. You played in the final 12 games, not only as a running back, but as a receiver, and also you made some appearances in the special teams game. Did you expect to see that much playing time so early on in your career?
Yeah. So coming in, I signed as an athlete, knowing I'd be playing both running back and receiver. But primarily my freshman year, the running back group was deep, so I really didn't have to play running back until injuries came, and then I ended up moving after camp. Literally week one, whenever we played Tennessee, is the first week I moved to running back. But before, they told me I'd be playing receiver, so I did receiver all camp. And so I think we had two guys get hurt during camp, and then it was just Marcus Cox, who's the all-time leading rusher at App, and Jalen Moore in front of me. So, you know, I was kind of the reserve guy for both of them in case they needed a breather and stuff. And then I did special teams the whole year.
And Darrington, did you expect at some point you'd make that transition full-time to running back? Or did you think at any point, all right, I could end up playing a receiver running back type role in college?
Actually, I'm the one who told, like, Coach Zat and crew, you know, I told them I was perfectly fine with playing both. So if need be to where Jalen Moore can get on the field and I can be on the field at the same time, if that has to be me being in the slot or us having two back personnel, so be it. So a lot of things we were doing really working coming in was, you know, I could start off in the slot and then they can just motion me to the backfield. Or I could start off with two backs in the backfield and they can just motion me out, you know, just creating a lot of thinking for the defense and, you know, hopefully forcing some errors for them communication-wise.
And we did some research and we found that you're a two-star prospect coming out of high school. What would you say to anyone who might not be getting heavily recruited?
I would just say keep your head down. You know, stars don't make you, obviously. I would just say a fact that we saw this year when we played North and South Carolina, you know, each team had 4, 5, and 3 stars, and I don't think at State we didn't have any 4 or 5 stars, but we still came out on top both games. So the stars really don't mean us. Just finding the team that needs you rather than the team that you want to go to. That's what I tell a lot of guys back at home when they go to recruiting. You know, a lot of guys, they'll get these big offers. I tell them before you commit to a bigger school, just make sure the team that you're committing to is a team that needs you and will use you rather than just going to the team with a bigger name.
And Darrington, obviously Appalachian State was happy to get you, but what went into your decision to choose to take your talents to Appalachian State?
So I had a lot of – I actually had a lot of other schools looking at me, and they kind of fell off on me because I didn't play defense my senior year. I was mainly getting recruited for defense throughout high school. But my senior year, we got a new head coach, and he didn't believe in playing both ways, and our defense was pretty good. So I just ended up playing offense the whole year. So after the first three games, and you know, in high school, it's not like your midseason highlight. Teams saw I didn't have any defensive film on there, so those teams kind of backed off. And then I already had an offer from App State, and then my running back coach that was at App State at the time, Coach Stu Holt, he was previously at USF, who offered me at USF. And, you know, when he made that move to App, they were already recruiting me. You know, he recruited my area when he was at USF, so I kind of knew him through, like, other relatives and stuff that he recruited. So I kind of had that relationship, plus App State already talking to me.
And we have seen what you have done on the field, but in the classrooms, how important is it for you to succeed and excel beyond football?
You know, the classroom, it's important. My parents, they took academics seriously with me and my other siblings. That was one of their main focuses. Like, even now, I'm not graduated yet, but I have one class left till I graduate, and I'm taking that throughout this spring semester while training, so I can make sure I leave App State with a degree. Academics is important, and, you know, a lot of times academics can relate to the field. So, like, certain things with App having three new head coaches and stuff, you know, I picked up the playbook each year pretty fast just based off of study habits I have during academics. So, you know, it can carry over to football, and most coaches believe it do.
And speaking of the studying aspect, I know that's a huge part with film watching. How important, especially as a running back, was film watching for you? And how did your film watching change over time as you got more experience playing running back?
I would say it's very important. You know, when I first came in, I really didn't know how to watch film. So, you know, I had to go in there with guys like Jalen Moore. I even went in there with the quarterbacks. I told Zach Thomas, like, each summer, like, hey, I'm going here to watch film with you so I can see what you're doing, so I know what you're doing. You know, the quarterback has to know the whole offense. So, you know, after learning over the few years of being an App, you know, it kind of slowed the game down once you watch film, knowing where the blitzes are coming from just by looking at certain things. And, you know, teams have certain tendencies, and when you see those in the game, you can play a lot faster rather than thinking. You can just react.
And can you tell us a little bit about your high school career?
Yeah, it was good. My freshman year, I got moved up to varsity. Didn't play that much, but I got moved up. My sophomore year, I played strictly defense. I was at safety, and beside me was my cousin Dakota Dixon, who's now with the Tampa Bay Bucks. And at linebacker was Cole Holcomb, who's now with the Redskins. So, you know, I had a lot of great guys around me at all times, to where, you know, earlier in my career, if I mess up, I know, you know, they can correct me and make sure things are right. So I got to play fast and really don't think at an early age. And then, you know, when they left, I kind of carried on of taking on their roles of being the leader of the team and enforcing things.
And do you think having those leaders in your back corner and your two teammates, and just as a whole, you then having to become that leader, helped your transition on and off the field to the collegiate game?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Because, you know, even now I talk to those guys, and, you know, they helped me throughout my career here at App, believe it or not. You know, with them being at Wisconsin and North Carolina, we share a lot of the same struggles and stuff. It's a lot of things that they've dealt with that I've dealt with, and I had to ask them based on their experience to, you know, help guide me with certain things.
And you mentioned that you played defense in high school. Do you think playing on the other side of the ball helped you at all now that you're a running back and you're having to go up against defenses on a weekly basis?
I mean, I think it helps a little bit, because it's certain things I looked at when I was on defense from an offensive standpoint, just seeing what offenses do. So I know when I was at receiver mainly, I would try to run my routes a lot different. You know, if you're at safety or corner, if a receiver does an inside release, your mind's already thinking 7 times out of 10, it's the inside route. So whenever I was doing my route run, I try and switch it up every now and then and break certain tendencies to mess the defenders up.
And it takes every collegiate player a little bit of time. I mean, some guys redshirt, others are forced right into action. Darrington, at what point did it click for you and you realized, all right, I can have success at this level?
It really took, I would say, the Akron game in my true freshman year. The starter, Marcus Cox, was down, so Jalen Moore got bumped up to starter. And I got moved to the two back basically for that week. And, you know, throughout the whole week, I was ready. I think I had 200 all-purpose that game, and that was really my first game actually playing a complete game, a whole four quarters. And, you know, that game there really showed me to where I can compete here. I'm supposed to be here. And at the end of the day, like I tell people all the time, they ask me, like, how was it going from high school to college? And I'm like, it's football. I've been playing football since I was six. You know, it's a little bit faster, it's a little bit more to it, but at the end of the day, it's still football.
What is a typical game day like for you, and what's the feeling playing at Kid Brewer Stadium?
Oh, playing at Kid Brewer is definitely different. You know, you won't really know how it is until you experience it yourself. I tell people that all the time. You know, you see the mountains in the back. It might be raining one day, it might be snowing one day, it might be sunny. Like, you never know what you're gonna get. But at the same time, you know, the fans, they're gonna be there to die hard. I remember it was a game we had this past year versus Coastal Carolina, I believe. I got delayed for, I think, 3 to 4 hours. The fans were still out there. You know, that just shows how dedicated they are.
And Darrington, how would you describe Appalachian State football culture?
I would say it's definitely a family. I would say the team itself is a player-led team. You'll hear everybody say that. That's the reason why it's a lot of success throughout the years. Even way back in the 90s, 80s, you know, Coach Moore did a great job installing that in this culture. And, you know, since then, it's carried on now through Coach Satt and Coach Drink and now Coach Clark. That's one thing that won't change at App State. It will be a player-led team. And, you know, when you have that, it really doesn't matter who's calling plays because everybody's playing hard for each other.
Off the field, what was your favorite part about college?
My favorite part about college off the field, I would say just experiencing the town. You know, it's a small town, but, you know, everybody's close. Everybody knows everybody. You know, if you need something, somebody's always there for you. You know, you always with your teammates. We'll hit the pool, hit the grill. You know, everybody's together literally 24/7.
Darrington, obviously we see the production on the field, especially on tape. We can see what you're going to bring to an NFL team on the field. But in terms of a person in the locker room, what are scouts or GMs going to get in you?
Oh, you're going to get a guy that's, you know, keep the chip on his shoulder at all times. You know, as App State's not the biggest school, as people would say, but we got a lot of respect and we play with a chip on our shoulder. So, you know, coming from that culture, it just helps me naturally to have a chip on my shoulder. Especially when playing against, you know, competition that's supposedly better than you. You know, we're always prepared. That's just one thing that's always been enforced to me. Just, you know, as long as you're prepared for the opportunity, there's no reason to not be, you know, at the best.
Darrington, what are you most looking forward to in showcasing to your scouts at your pro day?
Really just, you know, don't overlook just because of school, you know. I can play ball. You know, you turn on the tape, you can see that. So really I'm just trying to, with Pro Day, just, you know, put what I can do on the field in front of them and showcase in front of them so they can see it. And then when they put back on the tape, they can see, you know, everything matches up.
And Darrington, whenever you watch film, are there any NFL players in particular that you take pieces of their game and try and implement them into yours?
I would say growing up, it was Percy Harvin, for sure. You know, him playing more than one position. Coach Urban Meyer did a great job with him at Florida. You know, I looked up to him a lot. Nowadays, I would say guys like, you know, Aaron Jones, Raheem Mostert, Alvin Kamara, or McCaffrey, you know, all guys that have speed, have vision, you know, they can run the ball. But at the same time, a guy like Raheem Mostert, you know, he does special teams. And a lot of times, you know, teams are looking for that. Guys like Kamara and the other backs, you know, they can be used in the passing game. free release, whether it's free release or six-man protection, you know, you always got to account for the running back. So that's what I try and do.
And a hypothetical question we like to ask every athlete we interview is, if you could be trained by one player currently in the NFL or retired, who would it be and why?
Yeah, I would say Percy Harvin again. You know, I just love the way he played when I was growing up. You know, I looked up to him a lot. You know, he's one of the most explosive players to ever play the game. Every time he touched the ball, you know, everybody holds their breath, never knowing what he's going to do.
And Darrington, for our last question, we know it's everyone's dream to make the NFL. Has it kind of sunk in that you could sign an NFL contract? And have you thought about what you'd want to do with a signing bonus?
It's kind of hit me a little bit more now than before. Really, I wouldn't buy anything. I'd really just focus on saving my money and trying to make sure my money's making money off it. So, because, you know, football's going to end that one day. So, you know, it's always good to have something to lean back on.
That's a pretty good answer there, Darrington. We appreciate your time. Good luck the rest of this pre-draft process, and we can't wait to hear your name called in April.
Thank you.